The Gemara on Chaf Alf Amud Beis continues to discuss different practices which limit a person who's in mourning during 3 days, then the Shiva, Shloshim, and the year for a parent as well. The main two items that are discussed is in terms of doing Malacha during the stages of mourning, mainly during Shiva, and then She'ila Sholom, whether one can, a mourner can greet someone, respond to the greeting during the Shiva, during Shloshim, during the whole year. So the Gemara at the very top of the Amud says, Tanur banan avil shloshu yomim harishonim asar b'malacha. During the first 3 days, an avil cannot perform any work. V'afilu ani min hafarnas mei tzedakah. Even an ani who lives off tzedakah should not do any work. Mikan ve'elach osa b'tzina b'toch beiso. And after the first 3 days, you can do work privately in your home, but you should not go out to do any work. So the first Tosas, Dir Maslam, Mikan ve'elach osa b'tzina b'toch beiso says, Peish v'tosas arav min hafarnas mei tzedakah kai. So really, it sounds like actually the dispensation that allows you to do work with sin after the first 3 days only applies to someone who is an ani who relies on staka, that he can go do earn some parnasa after the first 3 days. But someone who is not tight with funds, with money, he should not do any work even with sinna during the entire shiva period. V'achi mashmal el dekamer la'el, ha'kover meso beiz yamim kodem aregel, moneh yamim acher aregel, molachto nasis aydei achirim. And this is mashma from the Gemara in Daf Yutes, that one who buries a relative within 2 days of a yontif, so that the count starts, and he follows 5 days after the yontif, and that entire time, he can't do any malacha whatsoever, not even after the first 3 days, and then rather, malacha is done on behalf of through other people. Mashma daha avel, usher kol zayin v'hasam nami lo shirin la'atzmo she'eos malacha. So you see from here that you can't do malacha all 7 days. You can't do any malacha himself. Achi nami tani masachas machos avel kol shiva yamim usher basis malacha hu vanu v'nosa v'adav shivchosa v'memto. And even more than that, you see from Smachos, the Bryce that says that Avil can't do any melacha all 7 days, not only not him, but his sons, his daughters, the servants, animals, nobody can do melacha. This goes back to the Gemara that we saw maybe a daf ago or so, that when one is sitting Shiva, so that person's spouse is supposed to sort of observe certain laws of mourning within the presence of the mourner as well. So the Gemara says, as the Tosafot says, that just like you can't do the work, others don't do work for you, which seems to actually be in contradiction with what Tosafot said earlier, that it's nasas al-dei acherim, but here we must be talking about the relatives, not acherim in terms of neighbors or other people from the community. Perish chutz mizosav, mizesav ha-fochim u'mlachas ha-elved. And Tosafot says, though, this excludes, I guess, working with olives. You have to do it now because it's a davar avud, and if you don't do it now, you'll lose it. So that might be an exception to the rule. So miyom gimel va'ilach osim malacha dafka bi mi shem sparnes min atzdaka v'tzina av amru chamim tava ma'ara l'shchenav. So now Tosafot comes back to the original point that from the 3 days onwards, where the Gemara says you could do malacha v'tzina, that's only talking about someone who's financed through tzedakah. He really needs the money. He should do so privately, though. But the Chachamim say it's really terrible. The neighbors should be cursed, that they're not supporting him during this time. They should really take care of him. He shouldn't feel the need to do any work, even b'tzina. But Kapar Omer Afish Shlishi Lo Yasem. Bar Kapha says even on the third day, he should not do malacha. No mixasim kakulo. He should wait for all 3 days to conclude. Kach hevi b'tosos harav l'chora nira the kevin d'le yofinan mevehafachti chageichem la'evel ma'chag shiva la'inyan malacha airi. And Tosos Harav brings this, and we see from the pasuk that we had earlier, mevehafachti chageichem la'evel, that just like a chag is 7 days in terms of not doing malacha, so too a velus has to be observed for full 7 days without doing any malacha. And Rabbeinu Avram is also unsure whether or not this only refers to an ani or not. Al b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel amar b'chol avelim kai. However, I guess the simple reading of the Gemara is that it doesn't. It's not only limited to an ani, because it doesn't say that in the Gemara, but that's not how Tosos seems to be explaining it over here. The next Tosos comments on the next restriction on a mourner, and that is avil shloshi yomim harishonim eino holech levesa avil. That the person who's in mourning, so we know a person who's in mourning shouldn't leave his house at all. But what if he wants to pay a shiva kol to somebody else? So during the first 3 days, he should not go out. holich. However, after the first 3 days, he can go pay shivakol. But interestingly enough, the Gemara says, "Eino yushiv b'mkom haminachamin, ela b'mkom hamisnachmin." But when he sits, he shouldn't sit with the people who are coming to give nechama, who are paying the shivakol. He should rather sit with those that are being consoled, with the mourners themselves. But you see from here that after the first 3 days, he's allowed to go out of his house, of course not for any purpose, but to pay a shivakol. So Tosos brings something very interesting here based on this. So Tosos diver maskel, mikan ve'elech holech, peyush v'tosos harav, alzeh somkim shebaim beveis kenesis betishabav, b'inudei imhu minhag tov. So he says, oh, you see from here, that this must be the basis of a minhag, that people who are during the shiva will come to shul on Tisha B'Av, provided, I guess, that it's after the first 3 days, because you can go to a house of mourning during part of the shiva, and obviously going to the shul in Tisha B'Av is like going to house of mourning. But he's not sure if this is a good minhag or not. Midvar matzino lamdin shechoshev Tisha B'Av kemo lachar shlosha v'nafkamin al inyan tefillin k'dav pishus leil. And we consider Tisha B'Av to be like after the first 3 days of shiva, and this would also impact things like putting on tefillin on Tisha B'Av, as was discussed earlier. And we'll squeeze in one more Tosos here. Towards the bottom of the Amud, there's a very interesting discussion, which definitely comes up with Maisa, when one goes to bury a relative in Eretz Yisrael, and the question becomes when the Shiva starts for those who go to bury the relative in Israel, as compared to, let's say, one of the siblings who lost the parent is not joining the other sibling on the flight to Israel. When does that person Shiva start? And this has to do with what's considered Karov and Rachok in terms of distance. So Tosos and Divrei Maskil Makom Karov, he just, you know, very it's very practical really to define what's considered a close distance. So Pirsho Bachos Gadol is the Hainu Yud Parsos. So it's considered 10 parsa. So we usually say that each parsa is about 4 kilometers, and 4 kilometers comes out to about 2.5 miles. And I believe we say that it takes about 72 minutes or so to walk one parsa. So here we're talking about 10 parsos, which would come out to about a 12-hour travel time.